Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, October 30, 2019. Yours truly, RayRin98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is a Wednesday morning. I'm surprised they didn't say nothing about Hump Day, Humphrey, and Hulululu or something. But anyway, we are here, ready to go. What's going on?
Oh, let's see. Well, nothing went out by way of updates.
Nothing went out.
So.
All right, let's see where we're at then, since nothing went out. There had to be something going on in the world of tonight. Let me tell you guys something before I get started giving you the information, though. If you guys think you're frustrated, upset, confused, and just really don't know what the hell is going on, then you're not by yourself. There's a whole lot of people out there like that. And a lot of them are our intel providers. And I'm just saying it because I hear it from you guys. I hear it from people, but I heard it from a bunch of them today. I mean, all across or all around the world, because they're across the country, they're all frustrated. They're all tired of hearing this and tired of it not going. But I'll tell you what I did. I hear them. I mean, I listen to them, and I laugh and say, that's the business, and let's do what we do. So we just got to keep doing what we do because that is our business. I mean, that's what we volunteered for, but it's not easy. So I want y'all to know that because it goes back and forth so much, so much. So Iraq just overnight was happy, excited. People were happy. They thought Mahdi was stepping down. They thought the government was going to do something. They want to fire the ministers. This morning, the hearing, that's not what's happening. So it changed within 24 hours. I can read some of this stuff to you guys, just so you know. And it's not frustrating to me anyway. It's just reality as we go. This stuff that's going on their TV, what you're seeing in here, so you know. It says, total mess. Mahdi refuses to resign after saying he would. Sadar says he will never have alliance with Mahdi again because he's now getting blamed. Iranian-backed proxy of Mahdi in their pocket. I mean, the people is just saying all kind of things like this. But the official article comes up and says Sadar didn't want Mahdi to resign. Well, why? Because it looks like his failure. Iran didn't want him to resign, that's for sure, because they don't know who's going to go in there. And he actually has been one of Maliki's guys in Iranian influence. So it's kind of confusing to the people. But they have told him they're going to do the reforms, and they're even adding more reforms to it. But he said that last week, the week before. They gave him 2 weeks to get it done, and there's no way, I think we talked about it on Monday, that all those things or any of those things could be accomplished within 2 weeks. So that really just didn't even make sense. The only thing that makes sense is to do the monetary reform, which Mahdi really doesn't even control. CBI does. But Alak said he would do the monetary reforms. He would complete them when the people stop demonstrating. He didn't say rioting, crying, belly aching, you know, burning down. He said, just stop demonstrating, and we could have it done in a couple of days or a couple of weeks at the most. So we'll see which one. Is he ready to do it? He's saying, I'm ready to do it, but I need a stable environment. Now, we had one back in May. He even declared it was stable, and he didn't do it, but we'll see what happens this time around. All right. The banks are where they're supposed to be, guys. They were there at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. They stayed till 8 last night. Last night, they were told everything's ready to go again. And we should see this thing in 4 to 5 days. Within 4 to 5 days, what they were told at last night's meeting. They had a report back 6 o'clock this morning. Everybody's there, including Texas. Everybody's in place. Everybody said, we're just waiting for the go. Guess what? Including our Treasury contact. He said, we're just waiting to go. It's done. So I asked the bank people. I asked Treasury people. I asked everybody, can you please find out who needs to say go? Who is that guy we're waiting for that needs to say go? Because I want everybody to come back with the same name. But if Treasury is saying it's done, we're waiting for go. We're on to something else. If the banks are saying it's done, we're waiting for a go. And we're going to be here every day now until it goes, is what they have been told, because they think they're that close to it actually going. So we wait. Our numbers are good. Everybody's excited. They went over it again. The same 10-day window is still there. It's saying we're trying to get this done within 10 days. Get all the internet people done within 10 days. They want this portion to be over and go from there. And that's what they're telling the exchanges. A guy went over some of the stuff they're looking at. We had one of our individuals had a meeting with the wealth manager. He told him the black cars are still there, perks are still there. They're still going to try and get you to leave money at the bank. So high interest rates are still there. They've been trained on everything. They're just waiting to go. And that's where we are, waiting. Oh, the one big thing they did say, so you guys will know here, as far as the U.S. and banking is concerned, the riots or demonstrations have nothing to do with the RV taking place. It will take place. There's nothing to do with it because it's gone too far. So we will see it regardless. Just don't know when. All right, Ray. I know you're back because I heard all that noise. But go ahead.
What noise? You hear some noise?
You did? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. BZ448. When the RV happens, if you are outside the country with your currency, did you have to declare it when you return? Well, generally, anything that's $10,000 or more in value, you are supposed to declare it. You can check with customs if you want to make sure, but that's my understanding. Anything
my
you want to add to that, Tony?
Is, Ray is right, and if I was you, I highly advise you not to be outside the country with your currency when it happens. Because the value is going to be way too much. Then you have to show where it came from. Then it's going to have to go through, I can't even think of it now. But I wouldn't do it. All right. Customs. And it could get held up in customs. So, yeah, I wouldn't be outside the country with my currency at any time, knowing the value that it's going to hold when it does happen. But go ahead.
Well, I think I need to call them and get some questions answered because I have a particular strategic maneuver that might require taking some out. But it has to do with just getting greater value for your paper. We'll see.
All right.
Go for it, says, I asked a couple of weeks ago about changing my currency. My wife and our nurse, something middle 70s, have 5 children. They also have currency that I have gifted them. Was wondering, would it be possible for all of us to go at the same time to do our exchange? The last time I didn't explain that they had currency as well. That does change things if they are planning to do an exchange. I thought the last time you just wanted to know if they could accompany you. So now that they have their own exchanges to handle, when you call the 800 number, explain the situation and see if they'll make appointments for all of you, one right behind the other, or how they'll set that up. What do you say, Tony?
I say, yeah, do that. You have to have separate appointments because they are adults. I'm not going to let them monitor because there's not power of attorney involved. They're not going to try and do that and listen to 5-10 people during the process, the exchange process. But they may set your appointments up back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do that. Nothing beats a failure, you better try.
All right. Red says, Tony, have there been any memos to the global traders that you know of? What are they hearing? Have you talked to them?
I have not talked to them. And I usually don't talk to them until everybody gets excited. And nobody's really excited at the moment. They're just getting windows. And bank people are just going in every day at 6. Now, it could be that they're trying to normalize things by bringing everybody in every day, same time, doing those just normal stuff so that we are off guard. And not that they want us to be totally off guard, but so nobody knows the exact day, moment, or time. And they're still trying to keep that to themselves. But the bank people do feel, and they were briefed yesterday, that there was that new window, 4 to 5 days, that they think they're looking at. So we'll see as we get closer. You got to remember, those guys used to get memos like 2 or 3 days or, you know, 24, 48 hours before so they could start being aware of it. But the bottom line is 2 hours before that we're looking for things to start happening as far as trading stopping or sell of currency stopping and those type of things. All right, what's next?
Nicole 19 says, you emphasize to ask high and accept low. Like interest rate for the RV deposit. Ask for 10% and let them talk you down to maybe 2 to 5%. Banks will never give you more than you initially ask. How do you do this with currency? Dinar will initially be at about $3.90. How do you get the rates that are $5 to $8 or more? Won't the banks be motivated to not tell you what is the highest rate?
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, ask for the contract rate. Nothing higher than that. And they say, well, we don't have the contract rate, but the most I can give you is this, or we have this rate. Second thing is, that's what we're here together as a family and team for. It's us against the world. As people start going in, you know, those first people, and they get offered $6 or $7 or whatever it is, and they come back and told us this was my offer, this is what I got, then we can gauge where they're at. The third thing is we can look at Forex when we go in. It's going to be higher on day 3 than it was on day 1, day 7 than it was on day 3. We know we're at least at that level, and let's go from there. That's the purpose of us being this team that we've been for the last 10 years, was to help each other out. You know what? I don't care if all you guys got $20, $18, $12, and I got $7, because I'm not taking anything from you. So if I went in and got $7 and it helped you get $15, I'm glad it wasn't going to change what I got. So why shouldn't I tell you and help you? Nothing's going to change what I get except for somebody else telling me ahead of time what they already see. And if I don't move fast enough or I don't know how to negotiate or the right things to say, it's not even going to help me then. So I told you guys before, when I was doing network marketing, I'd get on stage and I'd tell people everything. So I'd go into a training session and I'd tell them everything. I mean, every down to details. So, you know, what I say when I get in the car to myself, because it wasn't going to hurt me regardless. I'm not talking to the same people they're talking to. We're not in a room together. I'm not in competition because there's so many people out in the world. This is the same thing. I'm not in competition with you at what rate. I'm going to try and help you get the best rate you can. You should try to help the next guy get the best rate he can. And that's what I tell him. If you sign the NDA, the NDA says John Doe can't go tell all his cousins, uncles, best friends, go on 6 o'clock news and say we gave him $8.80. It doesn't say Marvelous Magic, whose name it is on the board, can't do the same thing. He can do whatever he wants to do. They don't know who that is. This is what I went in, guys. This is what I got. Hope everybody else can get the same thing, if not better. And now let's go out and do what TNT does. Hopefully our team works like that. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Sunstar. That was Nicole 19, yes. Okay, Sunstar says, any news on the ATMs in the airports, gas stations, or in business locations?
Is that here or over there? No. The money has been in the ATM, guys. It's still in there, and they're still saying the same thing. They know it's there. They've been told that it's there. It just hasn't been released yet.
Well, has the CBI become a full member of Forex? Oh, go ahead.
I was trying to think. They went and they were taking money out prior to the demonstration. So I guess I should ask that over, but it's been sitting there for months. If they're really ready. And they moved it from some banks over there. But I don't think it'd be difficult to do. Like you said, as soon as the demonstrations calm down, in a couple of days, we should see it. Hopefully they're calming. I mean, they're asking for everybody to stop today. I don't think I read that part. But they were asking everybody to stop today. All right, good.
Has the CBI become a full member of Forex?
I don't see them up there. They do have their own site that they list the rates on, though. I know you guys have to go to Forex and look, because I really haven't done that. All right.
Net Global says, I understand that the U.S. Office of Foreign Assets Control still has sanctions on the Iraq dinar, and we cannot exchange that currency in the U.S. until that is lifted. I also understand that OFAC is part of the U.S. Treasury. Is this how the U.S. is preventing the RV?
First of all, the dinar came off the OFAC list already. Second of all, you can exchange the dinar in the United States right now today. We have over 70 banks you can go to and exchange the dinar in the United States. The biggest bank I know of is Citibank. You can buy it or sell it. That means you can exchange the dinar in the United States at its current rate. All right, what's next?
BBP Dinar. I'm getting a little confused as you tell us to accept any exchange rate that is on the screen. Not. But anyway. Yet Tony has also said that we should ask for the contract rate and receive it because it is likely we will be some of the first people to get appointments. And Tony has mentioned that most, if not all of us, should get the contract rates if we ask for it and are willing to sign the NDA. Can you please go over this with us? Okay, maybe they left a word out because I have been saying not to accept any exchange rate that is on the screen, or at least try to negotiate it. Don't just openly accept it. But guys, that's the contract rate supersedes any of those instructions. So if you don't get the contract rate, then you negotiate, because that's the next best thing.
Okay.
Now, of course, on the dinar, we're waiting for that rate to appreciate anyway. So there's nothing to negotiate on day one with the dinar, as far as I'm concerned. I'm going in. Am I getting the contract rate? No? Okay. See you later. And there's nothing for me to negotiate until I see what it's going to do on Forex. Because it may even take it higher than what I was going to try to negotiate. So I'm going to wait for the rate to appreciate. Then I will go in and negotiate. But to each his own.
Okay. All right.
You good? All right.
Yeah, I think basically the same thing, guys. If you can't get the contract rate, I mean, you can sit there. Their whole thing, what they're being taught, and so you understand, is to not let you leave with the number. So they tell you for some reason the contract rates are all given out, which they shouldn't be, within that 10-day time. Then what is the highest rate you can give me? Then they should tell you, well, the current rate is, I'm not asking for the current rate. What's the highest rate? I feel I can wait and come back in 10 days, and the rate got to be up to $10 or $12. So what are you offering me right now to walk out the room? And they will offer you something. Well, okay, you could be right. $6, $8. They know what their max is, and hopefully when this thing starts, we'll know what their max is too. So the only difference in negotiating right then and trying to get what you can get and watching Forex is today is Monday and Forex could hit $6 or $8. You can call the bank and say, hey, I need to get in. I want an appointment. I want to do my exchange because it's $6 or $8. And they'll say, well, you can come in Thursday at 2 o'clock because that's the next appointment we have for you. And you go in Thursday at 2 o'clock. And the rate be back down to $4.80 because it started going back down. But that's how the game is played. That's how Forex works. It goes up and it comes down a whole lot faster than it goes up. It inches up. Goes up every day. But actually, I think our committee guys said they were trying to, they were going to try and set it at 5% or 10% a day max to go up.
Something, yeah, there were some
limits. I
can't
remember, yeah.
Some ceilings.
Yeah.
But
we did tell you guys when he told us, though. I just forgot what it was. But they were going to try and set a max limit for every day until it hits where they wanted to. They did the same thing coming down because they didn't want people to panic when it does. So look for that. See if that pattern is there the first 2 or 3 days, if it's going up by 5%, 3%, whatever it is, every day you'll know. So there's going to be some telltale signs. We can work on that. That's what I would look at. So let me tell you guys something real quick, though. For everybody, for every single person, nobody is as frustrated with this as I am. Nobody. Because I get it all the time, all the time, all day. Got it all day yesterday, day before that, got it this morning. So this guy just sent me this message, which he does.
Hold a minute, Tony.
Give me, huh?
Hold up. Wait a minute. I wanted to speak on that other subject. I didn't realize you were shifting away to talk about some frustrated people. Hold that thought for a second. Let's go back to the rate change things. We're talking dinar, guys, when we're referencing these IM, when we're referencing the rate to appreciate. The other currencies are pretty much going to sit still. So we don't have to wait those out to let them grow. But here are reasons why I gave homework assignments years ago. And I told you all, find out which banks in your area deal with foreign currencies. Not necessarily dinar, but just deal with foreign currencies. Because I knew when it came to where we're headed, some of you have something to exchange other than Iraqi dinar. In addition to that, that's one reason why I tell you to do it. Now, here's another reason. Tony just gave an example of when the rate is where you want it to be, then you call to make your appointment. You get an appointment 2 or 3 days down into the week. By that time, the rate changed again. Well, that's from you calling that 800 number trying to make that appointment. But if you did the homework I gave you, now I'm going to expand on it. You should know the banks in your district that deal with foreign currency. Now, for some of us, our district spans multiple states. So if we are still pinned to exchanging only in our districts, we have several states we can bounce between as a district. Then when rates are doing what we're looking at and you call your first choice bank, they say, well, we can squeeze you in on Thursday. Well, no, I need to do something like today, if possible. Well, if you have 8 or 9 other banks you can call, more than likely one of them might not be so busy to put you off until Thursday. Then you can go on Monday or Tuesday. But if all you're thinking about is calling 800 number every time you want to try to do something, you're already sticking yourself in the rear end with a dull blade. Something to think about. One more thing while I'm on that subject. The other currencies, they're not fluctuating. This is hypothetical. They're not fluctuating. They're staying still. So the contract rate was given to you, or it was no longer available on the dinar. But you're holding dong, rupiah, Afghani, whatever else is in the first basket. Well, what about those rates? Are they the same at every institution? Of course not. Because you know now when you call different banks and you ask the buy and sell rate, the sell rate is generally the same. That is the rate if they're selling currency to you. But if they are buying currency from you, the buy rates fluctuate between the banks. They're not all 100% the exact same rate. So if you were to shop around before you release that which you have in your possession, you might be surprised the difference between one bank and the other bank on a rate that's pretty much the constant. So it's not an up and down situation. But a lot of us now hold millions of a particular currency. We've been at it long enough that we've gradually accumulated. There's quite a few of you that I'm sure hold 20 million dong at this point. At 50 bucks a million? Sure. I'm sure a lot of you hold 20 million. Well, between Bank A and Bank B, if the rate is only 5 cents difference, and you have 20 million dong, how much money is that? That's $1 million from Bank A to Bank B, because one was 5 cents different from the other. Well, how are you going to know that if you don't shop around and ask? Because if Bank A says 47 cents, Ray, it's the best we can do. Okay, well, I know it's going to be 47 cents all week. I'll be back. I'm going to Bank B. And then I'm going to Bank C. And if I can't get 52 cents out of either one of those, then I may go back to Bank A 2 days later and say, okay, I'll do the 47 cents. Let it roll. Things to think about, ladies and gents. You have to understand we're working with currencies and not stocks, not dividends. Countries' monies. And you already know from the years we've been involved in this, and you've been watching rates like a hawk. How much have they been changing? Hardly any. Now, what's the likelihood because the RV happened, now the rates are going to start running up and down like stock market rates? I don't think so. Okay, Tony, now you can talk about your subjects.
I forgot what I was going to say. But anyway,
frustrated. Some frustrated folks.
I was just joking. Yeah, I'm going to do this real quick because we still got a bunch of good stuff to go through, I think, to talk about. But I know a lot of people are here, too, because I got it yesterday. It says, while your contact is giving you such useless information, do you think they're doing it on purpose? Another month ended here, and you're still blurting out the same rubbish. So I look at that two ways. As I told you guys earlier during the call, they're just as frustrated because what's happening and everybody's saying it's done, it's complete, we've done everything we need to do, except people start walking through the door. There's guys sitting in their seat at exchange locations who are frustrated. I talked to him yesterday. He said, we've been playing domino, we've been playing spades, we just sitting here in one location. I talked to them in another location. They said, well, we actually got to bring some of our work with us, so we're doing that, but we're not getting paid our bonuses because we're sitting here. You talk to another one, we've been eating pizza, this and that, and everybody's tired of this mess. And they're all tired of it. But they're all tired of it on every level. Iraq is tired of it. They keep hearing it. It's on TV. They keep getting educated. The coin's coming out. And guess what they're doing? They're in the streets. Knowing the only reform that could happen overnight is they can revalue their currency. Other than that, everything else is going to take time. So everybody's frustrated. I'm frustrated. And if you didn't hear it today, I know you certainly heard it on Monday because I was frustrated. I'm like, I'm just as tired as everybody else. When are we going to do it? I know it's done. I know the numbers are on the screen. I talk to people at unbelievable levels, and they're all saying the same thing. Yeah, we went through it Monday. We know some outside issues are the reasons that they're holding it back. But, I mean, how long are they going to keep doing that? But here's the real thing. It gets in. And I wanted to tell him, and I just told him on my response, same thing I'm telling you guys and whatever it is, you don't have to listen. It is what it is. I'm bringing it to you, explaining it to you, tell you what to do when it happens. But the one thing you don't have to do is get on this call and listen. Because I done said it 100 times, and it's even less. It's less than 100 people that contribute to this call, about 100 people every month. And there's 10,000 to 100,000 people that listen to this call every month. And for you to be complaining to me about rubbish or anything else, you don't have to listen. There are other places you can go and hear true rubbish and BS everything. The information is what it is. What you are going to get here is reality. This is what they're telling us. This is how it's going to work. Even more than that, you're getting some advances, things to do when you're sitting down and when you walk out of the bank and what to do with your future. But again, you don't have to be here. Nobody's making you be here. Nobody's making anybody donate. There's other places you can be. Go be there instead of sending me this rubbish, as you call it, because I have enough rubbish already from going through what we're going through. So those who are donating, we do appreciate you. I wish I could just cut it down to you 100 people and not even have to worry about that, but not what we would build on. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. So there's no need to send me that anymore. All right, now let's go to the good stuff.
Well, let's hang out right there for a few more minutes, because the next question, which happens to be the last question, was headed that way. Psalms 119 says, hey, guys, would you consider doing fewer calls once a week, once a month? I appreciate all that you do to keep us informed. We're close. We've been close. I could be wrong here, but until the UST releases it, everything else will be distractions. Iraq riots, banks sitting on go, agreements being made, et cetera, et cetera.
You're absolutely right.
So, your answer was perfect to that person. Stop listening.
That's right. Just stop listening. Because there's other people who say, I want to hear it. I want to do the call. There's going to be something new. And some people are going to hear something I said 10 times are going to hear it for the first time. It's going to click, whatever it is. We're talking about accounts. We're talking about negotiating. We're talking about investments afterwards. We're talking about things to look at. Because it's more than what time is the RV today. It's more than just that while we wait. But we still want to update the information, how it has changed today. Some people do anyway, day, today, today. Some other people just want to hear, is the RV today? And that's easy. When we start the call, if we don't say, here's the 800 number, hang up and walk away. That's easy if that's what you want to do. I'm okay with it because I'm going to still give out the information to the people who need it. All right, there we go. That was the last question?
That was the last question, but you made one mistake when you put this site together. And I won't hold it against you, but I'll always remind you of it because whoever first helped you put the site together, you guys made the rules. And so when I took over, I kept going with the rules. I said, well, I'm not going to change anything in that regard. The rules were established. And you had good rules and things that would ban you, get banned from TNT. And if you violated these rules, you would be banned. And all of them were good, solid rules. But you left out one, and it's too late to go back and implement it now. And that is I think it would be unfair though to put it in there now because I would love to have had an idiot rule in there that if you are an idiot and deemed an idiot, that's rules for being banned as well. But it's kind of late for that now.
Okay. All right.
And I think some of that is just coming out of desperation. Some people, when they get desperate, they stop thinking. They just react. And but anyway.
Okay. Well, let me say this. So, and then we're going to go on. There is no bad question, no bad feeling. Everybody gets frustrated at times. And we've been doing this for 12, 13 years. And while I fully understand it, we have to continue doing it. It's not about me, actually, it's not about Ray, even though sometimes you think it is. But it's about, it's about everybody, all of us together, surviving something we started together, ending together. And frustration will come out. I will accept that. But not consistently, constantly from the same person, and we're doing it. We're all frustrated. But we're all going to benefit. I think I tweeted out or answered somebody. In the end, guys, we win. And the only person to lose is the guy that quits. So let me just say this. I had two of my top, one in Iraq, one here today. They both told me, in the last 48 hours, I'm done with this. I'm done. I'm not dealing with it no more. I'm not going to the meetings. I'm not making the phone calls. I am done. And unfortunately, they probably listened because I had to laugh at both of them and say, okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Because I know at that moment they were frustrated, as we all are. So it does happen. Anyway, all right, Ray, I'll just threw you under the bus for a minute. All right, you ready?
Sure. Let's see.
Okay.
Now, 404 was first on the list, but now looks like I don't know if they put their hand down on purpose or if the system did it to them. Looks like the system did it to them. So, okay. Since I had already seen that first on the list, I'll grab that. 404, you're on.
Thank you, sir, because I heard midway through all of this talking that I was out of the queue and I hadn't touched the phone. And I thought, okay, thank you very much. So thank you ever so much for all of the insights and all this good stuff. Hi, Tony. I'll say hello to you as well and to the listeners. Yes, good morning. Good morning and afternoon for Ray. I'm just curious what your folks are saying with the CBI auctions. It's been a while since you've even kind of referenced that. Are they even worried about them?
I don't think they're worried about them. We haven't talked about them because, you know, if you go and look, you'll still see the auctions and the numbers are being posted. But we don't expect the auctions to stop until the RV is announced. I don't expect them to. I don't expect the coins and lower denoms to come out until the RV is announced. I think it'll all happen together.
Okay. Given everything that's been going on and the fact that some fires have been lit under Parliament and that sort of thing, and that there have been some laws dealing with corruption and looking to be retroactive, where is the former Prime Minister Maliki these days? I haven't seen him referenced lately. What are your folks saying about him?
Well, he was referenced about 2 weeks ago when he came out, either a week ago. Maybe it was a week ago, not exactly 2 weeks ago, when he talked about how he was suspended for still part of Parliament, but he has been suspended, and he was still trying to get things done. They don't want to, and I think I tell you guys before, you do anything with Maliki until after the RV is announced, after the economy is going, because right now it would be... he still has too many supporters. Iran is still supporting him too much. And it would be chaos. And actually, I know a lot of you guys are not going to like this, but anyway, it would be putting Iraq back in the same situation that the U.S. is in today. And that is where the country would become divided once again when they're trying to get them to become united. So it's not the right time to go after Maliki.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was interesting, though, the fact that they've really seemed to be having the fire lit under them to be going after corrupt officials, and it wasn't just, the recent corruption. It was looking to be retroactive, and, of course, that name, Maliki, tends to come to the forefront with that. That's why I'd ask as just a cross-check. Next question that comes to mind. It's been a while since you've talked about the codes being entered and the like, and we don't have to worry about that at this point. They're at least within a time frame that we aren't going to suddenly find that they have to re-enter and start over again for the next batch, correct?
No. If we tell you guys, there's two sets of codes that go in.
Right.
And every Monday, there is a code and that has to go through. And the first of every month, there's a code and that has to go through. So one lasts for 30 days and one is weekly. So that continues to happen. So we got a thing yesterday. I can't remember. Ray straightened it out. Where all the banks were pinged at, I can't remember what time it was. Anyway. They pinged all the banks to see if everybody was ready to go. One bank didn't return the ping. So they were waiting for that bank to respond and sent that out. Could have been yesterday. Was it yesterday then? Yesterday or day before yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
But then, we're trying to figure out, okay, does that mean we're ready? Because it got them all excited. But when we got down to it, the guy said they do that once a week. No big deal. I said, oh, okay.
Okay.
No big deal.
You commented, Tony, that your sources had indicated that within the next 4 to 5 days, say that seemed to be a window. I think my notes are saying that info came through last night. And then if we're looking at the need to enter new codes on Friday, because that's November 1, are we narrowing it down a little bit more into a more realistic time frame of what we're expecting?
Well, the codes, the current codes are good until tomorrow, because that's the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And the new codes would have to take effect on Friday, the 1st. So we're still in that window either way. But the fact that he said 4 or 5 days, I just count out 5 days and say that's what they told him. They think we're within the next 4 or 5 days.
And that,
that
was
told last night.
Last night, not this morning when they went in to report for this morning. Okay. This
last night
to narrow the trying to narrow the window.
I know you're gonna get it down to that hour, right? You say this is the last hour on the 5th day. Okay.
Right. Okay. Good enough. Well, listen, 10 days from whenever this does finally happen, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be happening. And when this time, we know it's going to be November, so it's going to be a great November for all of this to happen, for all of us to be thankful. And we appreciate it. And again, thanks so much. And Ray, thanks for bringing me back in, because that was a panic attack when my phone told me that I was out of sequence and I hadn't done anything. So
okay.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Have a great
bye-bye.
One. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay. Let's see. That takes me back to the top now to 916. You were next.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree, and I am not frustrated.
All right, good. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I am super fantastic, my friend. Super fantastic.
You ain't frustrated neither, right?
Yeah, I'm frustrated, but guess what? I'm going to keep doing what I do because I don't have no choice but to do it. What I'm not going to do is quit. I'm ready for it just like everybody else, without a doubt. But, okay. Listen.
All right. Now, to your knowledge that I remember you had talked about the 50, what is it, 50 trillion note, Zimbabwe?
Okay.
And it was supposed to bring more than the 100 trillion. Is that correct?
Nope.
It's not correct.
Nope.
Oh, okay. But then I remember you saying that you went and got a 50 million, right? So what was the purpose in getting the 50 million? It's because they may not take the 100 trillion and they might be just taking the 50 million. Is that what it is?
No, first of all, you just said the 50 trillion was going to be worth more than 100 trillion. Now you're changing it to the 50 million being worth more than 100
trillion. I meant the 50 million. My boy.
Still wrong.
Okay. I'm still wrong.
So.
Yeah, you mean the 500 million.
I just didn't want to. Yeah. I just didn't want to bring it back up.
500 million is supposed to be worth more than the 1 trillion.
I never said that. I just said it's supposed to have a different rate. But, okay, guys, yeah, listen. It doesn't make sense to me is why I didn't want to say it. Yeah, the 500 million is supposed to have a different rate from the 100 trillion. And from the 50 trillion, but it doesn't make sense to me. And a whole lot of this doesn't. But that's what they say. So I don't want people running out buying the 500 million and buying a whole bunch of them, and then the rate's the same, and you missed out on whatever we're going to do. So I was really trying not to get that involved in it. I mean, if you have it, you have it. If you don't, I don't want people to say, Tony said. Because the number that they quoted doesn't make sense to me. I don't see how that one bill can come out at that number. But anyway.
But that hasn't changed yet, right?
It has not changed.
Right.
Nope.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything different. I'll tell you what I did hear, though. I heard.
What's that?
And I read it because it's in black and white. that Zimbabwe is coming out with a new currency within 2 weeks. They're coming out with the $2 coin and the $5 bill, and they're going to revalue their currency. They just put it out this month.
Oh, okay. So that sounds like they're announcing that it's getting ready to happen anyway, huh? But, yeah, they're getting ready to revalue.
Something's getting ready to happen. They got out four or five articles talking about they're putting out their new currency within 2 weeks, and they're going to revalue it. So November the 7th or 8th, I think. Exactly. I can't remember the exact date. I read so much every morning. But anyway, yeah, somewhere in there it's supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm. So in your with this window that you're speaking of and everything, regardless if we end up having another window, you're leaning towards the positive that this is gonna happen before Thanksgiving anyway, right?
Well, yeah, I think so, guys. I don't think, and this is just what, okay? I don't think the Iraq can survive a month of unrest without totally destroying everything. I just don't see it happening. You know, the UN was in Iraq. They had a team here in the U.S. yesterday. Are they going to go back under Chapter 7? I mean, are they going to keep killing people? Even though our Iraq government, and Marty keeps saying it's not us. And when he say it's not us, it's not our security guys. It's guys dressed up like security guys out there shooting people. Now, whether they're going to go with the blame game, I don't know. We know what just happened in Lebanon. They went through a month of unrest. The prime minister resigned yesterday. The government was wiped out. They say they're going to be in chaos the way Iraq was, or the way Syria is going to be, or the way, who else was there? I forgot. Just total chaos. And I don't think they can stand to restart from that level because, again, then the people aren't going to have it. Well, who's going to run the country? Because they're all crooks. And we know they're all crooks. Because that's how they were brought up to be. Because that's how, in their society, they do business. And it's not going to change overnight. It's not going to change in 10 years. And I said that 10 years ago. They've been doing it for 200 years. And you think you're going to change them in 4 or 5 years? Or not 10 years? And they're still fighting? Because it's still the same people in their government. It's still the same generation of people, and that's how they were taught. Now, what they're doing now is saying they're going to bring some younger people into the government. They're going to put some younger people into positions of authority. Then you can see change coming about because they're raised a little bit different. They've seen something different. They've gone through it. I mean, that's how you affect change. Not, you better not do this anymore. You know, it's like telling your 17, 18-year-old kid, you know, you better not smoke cigarettes anymore, even though he's been smoking for the last 3 years. Well, I'm tired of you disobeying. Oh, yeah, right. You need to go tell that to the 7 or 8-year-old because they might listen to you because that guy is too late. And it's, yeah, so, I don't know if that was a good example for you guys or not, but most of you guys are like over 50, 60, or 80 anyway. I'm just joking. Everybody, but we know how it is to cause change in one generation or the other. So, no, I do not feel that Iraq can make it 30 days doing what they're doing. They don't, and they're trying to push it through. And even with Iraq coming out saying, just stop demonstrating and let us be stable again, I might can do what you want me to do. And, you know, we'll see what happens after today.
Yeah. Okay, well, all right. I'm right along with you. We'll see what happens, and hopefully this thing will go on, and hopefully even by the weekend or what, Tuesday anyway. And looking forward to meeting you and Ray, and I'm kind of like the guy that announces everything. I'm kind of wanting to come to North Carolina and try some of that barbecue out myself. But You know, I still have to taste any barbecue better than Kansas City. So, you know, that's where I'm originally from.
So. It's because you haven't been to North Carolina. So I'll see you at Parker's. It's real barbecue. It's not barbecue sauce. It's real barbecue. There's a difference.
You ain't never been to Kansas City and had Gates barbecue?
No.
That's real barbecue.
And guess what?
No.
I say I ain't even heard of it before, even though I have. I'm just joking. Yeah,
I knew you heard of it. All right, but anyway, thanks a lot, guys. All right,
we'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, we're there.
Okay.
Ray?
Yeah. I think he unmuted me. At least I heard that.
Oh, 727.
Okay,
yes,
well,
you're
talk.
On.
Let's talk anyway. Then. Okay.
Yeah. Right. You're on. 727.
That's what we did the other day. Of course, I was calling you from 360 the other day, but I'm like CIA.
Okay.
But maybe I don't sound the same on this phone as I do on my home phone. I don't know.
Yes, you sound different.
Do I? Well, the last time the CIA lady called from a different phone, I swear it sounded different to me. And Tony even mentioned it at the time. But I guess.
Well, it was different. It was different.
Oh,
she was calling from a clean line.
Ah. Clean line.
Okay.
not from her black Suburban.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, first thing, Tony, I appreciate the words early on about stink and think, because it doesn't help, and Lord knows that there isn't a one of us on the call that wouldn't want to go to the bank. We all want that. And when this does happen, it'll be at the perfect time. No one's going to complain, oh,
nope.
Hell, now it happened. We don't get to have any more calls. Well, I don't see that happening. Frankly, I look at the calls as an opportunity. Like Ray said, he said sometimes you say things 10 times and the people act like they heard it for the first time. And I thought, yikes, you're talking about me, because there's times when I'll pick up a little nugget and it's something that I'm sure has been said before, but it didn't register with the same amount of significance that it did this time. And so I guess for those out there who are thinking they're, you know, when you pick idiot, you pick the worst of the mental retardation scale, moron, imbecile, or slightly above that level. But the point is that there's always something to learn, if not about ourselves. Because this, if something's pushing our buttons, we need to evaluate what that is. Because when we're under the gun and pressure of being in that exchange, we darn well better have our thinking caps on and not be thinking about anything other than what's the next step if they come back with this, what's the next step if they come back with this, so that we are prepared. We don't leave money on the table, as Ray would say. So that's
all right.
That's,
let me tell you guys, and it's good, and I've always said that. People ask me all the time. I mean, I get it. Even from my friends, how do you answer the same question over and over and over again? And every phone call, somebody asks you the same thing they asked you the last phone call or this call. And I've always said the same thing. Evidently, I didn't answer it right. Because evidently, I didn't, if you keep asking me the same question. So I try to answer it a little bit different every time. Until something does click, whether it's on a higher level or a lower level, and you say it a different way, even though you're saying the same thing, and the light bulb goes on. which is the most important thing on our calls, the information, but that the people are understanding the information and getting something out of it. Because this is what will happen. You'll be on 10 phone calls and may not know anything that we've said. You're listening, you're trying to understand, and it doesn't register. But when you sit across the desk from this guy doing your exchange, he's going to say something, and it's going to click. There it is. That's what he was talking about. I know just what to do. Or there it is. I know just the question to ask. And that's when it's all going to come together for you.
I agree 100%. Before I get off, because that's really the main thing I was, the main question that I had was, do you think that they could actually bring the CBI could actually, you know, come out with the small denoms and all that, in spite of everything else that's gone on, knowing that there's going to be more demonstrations, more, because once, you know, if Iran's against this happening, they have enough people in Iraq to where they'll just have those quote unquote mass security people keep shooting more people.
Well, my God. How do you stop shooting people? How do you stop them from shooting people? You ask the people not to come out. If you don't come out, if you do it like this, if you just stop demonstrating for a minute, then they can't shoot you because you're not demonstrating. Then I can go ahead and do this, and we can go on about life. And that's all he came out and said. If you stop demonstrating, we might can get the reforms done in the next few days or weeks, is what he said. And you got to do that. It's better than in the middle of chaos, you change the rate. But how do we change the rate if we went by and took all the money out the ATMs or took all the money out the bank because we didn't know what you want to do? And we can't change the rate until we put it back. So you're able to get it.
Right. Well, let's hope, Tony, that they are listening. Listening. Good suggestion. Last word, be sure to give my regards to you know who from you know where, Danny from Dallas. And I was thinking the other day that when he was talking about saying hello to his mom, and I thought about you and I thought about myself because my mom's been gone a long time. And there isn't anything I wouldn't do to be able to hear her voice again and say hi and tell her all the craziness that's been going on and all this kind of stuff. She'd love it. She'd love to hear about it. Anyway, so thanks, Ray. Thanks, Tony. Keep up the good work. And Ray, don't ever lose that optimism. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's it for me.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
take care.
You bet. Thanks.
All right.
281 area code. You are on.
Thank you. Hi, Mr. Ray. Hi, Mr. Tony. How are you all doing?
Hi there.
Super
I'm fantastic. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm just great. Thank you. Well, all of my questions have been answered, and I just wanted to speak, and you can take me back off.
Well, have a great day.
All right, from Texas.
Okay.
951
on Texas.
951.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Hey, a couple questions here. How many currencies are going to be revalued in the GCR, Tony?
The total GCR, or you mean this first batch?
Let's say the total GCR.
Total GCR up to 2024 was supposed to be 120 countries.
129. Okay.
Now,
all right.
Now, wait, hold on a second. That date, 2024, was set back in 2003, I think. And it was supposed to go to 2024. So I don't know what the new date is. That's something I got to ask. But that's what the original plan was set to complete it all by 2024.
Right. Okay. Now, on last Monday's call, there was a person who had called in and said that something about this one basket, and you said you hadn't heard anything and you were going to check it out. Can you expound on that? Did you find anything out about it, if it's only going to be one basket or is it still four baskets, or what's your opinion on that?
Oh, we're all the currencies going in one basket? No, I didn't get anything about any change. So, no, I don't. The banks haven't given us anything. A guy hasn't. I think it's still just – the original seven currencies we were looking at.
Okay, seven currencies. But so what you're saying there, there's still three or four different baskets, correct? Nothing has changed on that from your viewpoint.
Right. From my viewpoint, it has not. And a basket should go every 12 to 18 months, I think was the schedule for a basket to go once we get started.
All right, no problem. And then you had mentioned that this thing is supposed to be done in 10 days. When you say that, is that just for the appointments, or is that for the whole completion of the redemption exchange center process?
No. That is for them trying to get the internet people in, us, within 10-day period of time. Everybody else will go in over the next 2 years.
Okay.
Whenever they find out about it, they'll schedule, make appointment, and go do their exchange.
Okay. And then you had mentioned also that the bank – and the United States Treasury on the same page as far as this 3 to 4 to 5 days. Is that a common thing? I can't remember when both of them were on the same page, so that's why I'd like for you to comment on that. Is that highly unusual and good for us then?
Okay. What I said was that my Treasury contact and bank contact had both as recently as yesterday that everything's done, we're waiting on a go. Now,
okay.
I said the bank itself had a meeting with the employees and told them they think it's going to go within the next 4 to 5 days. Be ready.
Okay.
The Treasury didn't say that. The bank said that.
The bank did. Okay, but it's still on the same page. So, okay. Well, that's cool. And then one other thing that I know that I think it was about a year ago, you had mentioned one thing about this currency business here that we're into. One of the things that you told us is that you have to be mentally tough. And that stuck in my mind. And I know there's a lot of people that want to work on emotion and not look at the facts, and they always want to kick it down the road. But you're the one who taught us, hey, you have to be mentally tough in this, and look at the fundamentals, and then make a decision what you want to do, et cetera. So I just kind of wanted to throw that back at you. And also you had mentioned that you have to constantly repeat the answers. I think part of the problem is most people don't listen, Tony. I mean, it's not that you're not giving it. Most people, it goes right over the head, and I'm sure Ray could say the same thing too, that you know, most people really don't – some people don't listen. They just don't listen. You can say it, and it goes right over their head, and they don't even equate to what you're saying. So it's not the way you're answering it. The question is that people just aren't paying attention. So anyway, having said that, I do appreciate all the information, guys. You have a great day, and I'll let the next caller come on in then, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thank you,
sir. Appreciate it.
Hey, take care now.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
610 area code, you're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. And, Tony, before I get started, how's Drew doing these days?
Drew is doing excellent, man. Up, working around, hard working, responsible young man. I'm proud of him. And he's physically okay, so it's good. All right?
Good. Amen. Glad to hear that. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you again for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
All right. 201 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. My questions have been answered, so thank you very much. You can take me out of here.
All right. Thank you. 313 area code. You are on.
Ray, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. I don't know what happened last time. You called 313, and I was just talking, and nobody could hear me.
Okay. We have you this time.
All right. Well, I had a question for Tony.
Yes, sir.
Tony, go on. This is Cornbread. Hello, Tony.
Yes, sir. Cornbread?
Yep.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, I was just wondering, just a little quick question. When you go to the bank and you get cashier's checks or the checks from them, is it best to have them all made out in your name to open up accounts that, like, I wanted to open up accounts at credit unions. Would that be the best way to go?
To go get money or cashier's checks to open another account after you're doing your exchange is what you're saying?
Yeah, at your exchange.
Okay.
It had been said that you could get up to seven bank checks or cashier's checks or whatever.
All right. You're opening an account.
I'm going to be
doing your exchange.
That's a credit union. Yeah.
Okay. Well, credit unions aren't doing the exchange. Not any credit union I know of.
I'm talking.
This, but.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to the bank. I'm going to do my exchange, get my currency done. My bank is open. Now I want to go to a credit union and open an account. What I would do, depending on how much you want it to be, is open my account with the same $100 you normally do
and then have my money wired into that account. If you take a cashier's check, money or anything like that, to a credit union or another bank, and it's $500,000, $1 million, whatever, it is going to be put on hold and can be put on hold up to 90 days. Well, if you wire the money in your account, it's in your account.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. And that was my only question.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right. You all have a blessed one. Looking forward to doing this week.
Okay.
I hope so. All right.
409, you are on.
Hello, Tony and Ray.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my name is Jim. No, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that, but I did.
It's okay.
I don't care. I worked in Iraq for many, many years. And I was just wanting to let you know that I appreciate your calls, and I really do. I appreciate everything you say. Most everything you say is very accurate. And I will stand up and say that the Iraqi people are not like anybody else on earth. They do pretty much whatever they want to do when they want to do it. And they have different ways of doing it. Almost every Iraqi I know when I was in Iraq told me that they liked America. They really did. They appreciated what we did, but at the same time, they let us know that we could go home anytime we wanted to. It's pretty much what they told us. And they were ready to run their own country, is what it essentially boiled down to. Anyway, the Iraqis, I found out through other people and not through any of them, that they're not highly educated. They believe pretty much anything the clerics tell them. So if the clerics tell them to do this, they go do it. And I think that's kind of what they've fallen into right now, is it depends on when the clerics tell them to settle down, they're going to settle down.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead.
I was going to say, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I do. And I've been in several countries, as you guys all know. And the education level is not the same. And Iraq is less than an eighth grade education, most of them. And most of the women don't even have that. And we know that because of their beliefs and religion. But I was hoping that you would say something I know that most people know, that there are people just like us. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, husbands, wives, people who are just trying to feed their families, work their jobs, live their lives, who want control. I have to look at, you know, when I went overseas and every country I went to, something's different everywhere. And it's not the language. It's the belief system. It's the educational system. Except for when they come over here and they go to Western schools and they go home, seems like they're a little bit smarter, more educated, because we do things different. And that's all it really is different in the upbringing. But I think about, man, if we ever got invaded, you guys listen to that word, invaded, because nobody ever asked us to come in their country and take over. Would we want them to stay here? Would we want the Russians walking up and down our streets all the time? Or when we were fighting Germany or North Korea, would we be okay with that? Or the Chinese walking up and down and their soldiers around all the time and saying, this is our life? No. Then why would we assume they want that? I mean, they want it to bring some calm to their country and their citizens. But after that, hey, thank you guys. Now go back home and let us have our country. That only makes sense to me. I'm not mad at them when they say that. Because that's what I would want
as an American if it happened to me. Thank you. We got it. Go back home. We'll call you if we need you.
That's true. The other thing I will say, I worked at Baghdad Airport personally for a very long time. And when I first got there, it didn't even have windows left in. And by the time I left, it was just like most any American airport, you know, with the exception that the carousels did not work.
okay.
You had to chase your luggage down by hand, as it were. It wasn't for you. Anyway, I was there, and I made some great friends. The Iraqi people are very personal, and I made some great friends. I really enjoyed them as much as I did anything. I enjoyed the people that I worked with, but I enjoyed them also. But I just wanted to make a statement that if you don't understand what you're dealing with all the time, and that's why I don't get frustrated, okay? This is going to happen when it happens, because you just have to realize the Iraqis will tell you one thing, and they just do another. That's just the way they're brought up. And they're also being held in check by this, that, and the other that we don't know about. So I don't worry about it. It's going to happen when it happens. Don't worry about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yes, sir.
All right. You're right.
Time.
I mean, we know that's our saving grace. We know it is going to happen. That's what we know. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. We have another 404 area code. You are on. Change your mind. Okay, we'll go to 972. Danny in Dallas.
It is. Danny in Dallas, fellas.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really good. I have just a couple of quick questions. I'm working as usual. Some of the things you mentioned today, 4 or 5 days out on this window, that'll be, according to my calculation, Saturday or Sunday, which fits into our expectation weekend type stuff. So that looks good. Should I go ahead and notify my customers I won't be in business come Tuesday? What do you think?
No.
I wouldn't.
Well, that does give me a measurement on your expectation. Listen, I got a serious question about the multi-currency accounts. You guys have mentioned them before, and we expect them to be available to individuals after this exchange process. You still understand that is not a normal expectation now, even with the big boys?
Not now. MCA accounts right now are for businesses only. But I do know that the plan was to make them available for individuals after this, yes.
Okay. Is it worth
it? But I don't think it's going to be in the way that a lot of you are thinking. Even though they do have them, when they have them available, it's not where you're going to walk into U.S. bank with U.S. current with foreign currency and fund an MCA account. They're still going to say exchange what you have to U.S. dollars, and then buy into whatever foreign currency account you want to have set up.
Got you. Do you think that we could?
That's my understanding.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Do you think we could use any existing business or new business to go around that particular hindrance?
No, right
it's
now
the
requirement
the
is you are right now to get those accounts. They require that you are doing business in another country, and that is the purpose of having
gotcha.
The account.
All right. All right, good. Well, that leads me to another thought, again, that we've talked about in the past. The strategy, perhaps the exotic strategy of after exchange, and particularly with the contract rate, to go back and buy at current price, current market price, dinar. and then be involved as you watch it increase. I personally am not challenged by that, and really for only one reason. Whatever price we buy market rates after our exchange, at least our expectation for the next few days, it's going to go up. So it doesn't seem that would matter whether it was foreign exchange, working with that, or just buying through a bank, working with that. The likelihood that we would see an increase of 20%, 30%, 50% would be a great boost to our holdings. And when we see it at 50% and it's moving back down toward 40, I'm not shy about selling it at that point or trading it back in to exchange for dollars. Am I missing something? I have no experience in that. But am I missing something with that simple illustration?
Yeah. Hold on. There's two ways people are going to do this. First of all, they're not going to go into exchange because they're going to watch Forex and hope to go into a bank with their money and exchange at the higher rate at that time. So that's still scheduling through that 800 number because they haven't went in, or trying to get a private banker to set aside some time for them to bring the rest of their currency in at the higher rate. Even at a private banker trying to do that, depends on how many clients he has, what time, and what appointments he already scheduled while you're waiting for that to happen.
Gotcha.
Now, more so like the scenario you gave, I'm going to go in and exchange. And now I'm going to take my money and buy new dinar at the current rate. Then I'm going to do that through my broker or through my Forex account. That means I don't have the currency in my hand anymore. It's in my account where I can just make a phone call and say sell. Now, my agent is going on the computer, and he's selling it. The issue, again, is, though, I have to get in line, even on the computer. My sale have to come up, and whatever the rate is at that time, that's what I'm going to get for it. So it's still a time management thing, but one is automatically. The other one is I got to call in there and see if this guy can make time for me to come in now. And he may at that point say, I mean, I already got 20 appointments in front of you. And you're going to have to wait till 3 days from now or something. Versus I have a Forex account, or now my private banker that is doing the investment for me. I got somebody on the floor. They can put my trade in, and it can be executed in 45 minutes. Or I have my own account. I can go, I don't care if you go to TD, Ameritrade, or any of them, and you put it in. It's still going to give you the rate when your number comes up.
Okay, that number coming up is the fly in the ointment there. I understand what you're saying. It's not going to be super simple. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, that's good. I appreciate both of you guys' input about being not frustrated. I've got a personal friend named Jack. He's 75 years old this month, and he and his wife have been through it. They were wealthy at one point until 2008, 2012, that whole trying time. And he told me a story about 2 a.m. in the morning. One morning he was laying on the floor and he got up on his elbows and he was staring at the place where his color TV used to be and feeling pretty down about the whole situation. They had lost pretty much everything, but he saw that at that point as an opportunity. When I told him about this thing, he lit up, and I didn't understand. Lit up like a Christmas tree before I could even explain it. And now that man is having a ball. He and his wife, they're dreaming way beyond what they ever dreamt before. They're buying more. They're making new plans, and they're adjusting and broadening old plans. And they looked at me like two teenagers just having a ball. So those people are not frustrated. He says, there's not any way I can lose. This is the best thing that ever happened. When he lost all that wealth, he saw the heritage going to his children and grandchildren go up in smoke. But he is so elated. And, of course, I pour into him the same things that you guys are telling us. So I just wanted to pass that along. We can have that attitude if we're convinced that we've made the right decision. It's a reasonable decision, and the rewards will come. So that's my two cents of encouragement. You guys make the most of the day, and I'm looking for Sunday. Let's do Sunday.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, sir.
See ya.
All right. Bye. Great story.
Yes. All right, sir. It's wrap it up time.
All right, guys. Believe it or not, life is wonderful, and it's only going to get better. It really is. Everybody's right here sitting at the doorstep, the starting line, the top of the hill, wherever you want it to be, just waiting for a go and let the good times roll. So nothing we can do about it. Keep doing what we're doing, educating, learning, preparing for when it does, because everything else has already been done. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, and let's look forward to the 800 numbers. Ray?
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. We'll see what happens in the passing minutes, hours, or maybe even days, but we'll see what happens. Anything exciting pop out, we won't hesitate to contact you and let you know. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
The rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that.
Are you ready?
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
me.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press stop. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.